Nicolas Maduro, the former union leader who became President Chavez's vice president in 2012, ended his campaign with a massive rally in Caracas. He has vowed to continue the socialist programs for the poor initiated by his predecessor. But he has also made a number of unsubstantiated charges that the U.S. and right-wing groups may have been involved in poisoning Mr. Chavez, trying to assassinate him and disrupt the election. Philip Brenner, a professor of international relations at Washington's American University, says he was surprised that Mr. Maduro, who is significantly ahead in the polls, felt the need to attack the U.S.
To make crazy charges about being poisoned and about efforts to for the United States to corrupt the election, without any evidence. He didn't need to make these charges, and I'm surprised he did.
The opposition candidate, Enrique Capriles, who lost in the presidential election last year to Chavez, held his closing rally in the central city of Barquisimeto. The former state governor has criticized the government's efforts to fight crime and deal with food shortages, double-digit inflation, and frequent power outages. But Manuel Suarez Mir, an economist at American University, says Capriles has not laid out a clear alternative to Chavez's socialist agenda.
Everything seems to revolve around Chavez. The opposition, to some extent, is highlighting the Chavez legacy, which is a disaster.
Prior to the election, the state-owned supermarkets were well-stocked with subsidized goods, but customers say shortages of items like milk, butter, and corn flour are common occurrences. Mir says the next president will have to curb spending to deal with the country's growing deficits.
Even with the humongous revenues that the Venezuelan government has obtained from very high oil prices, the deficit as a proportion to GDP, the public deficit, has hit an all-time record of 15%.
These analysts say neither candidate has the broad support that Mr. Chavez enjoyed during his 14-year tenure as president. Whoever is elected the next president will be dealing with a new, more fractured political landscape. Brian Patton, VOA News, Caracas.